This is "And Your Very Flesh Shall Be a Great Poem," a Teen Wolf fanfic written by Shay Featherdon and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Derek Hale-style Stalinsky, with additional tags for college, established relationship, letters, pen pals. Styles is 2 weeks into his first semester when the postcards start arriving. They're uniformly old, photos of beaches and amusement parks where the color's a little wrong. Illustrations of Yosemite and Yellowstone splashed across dog-eared cardboard. Styles likes to think of Derek rooting around in junk shops to find them, carefully building up a stockpile, 25 cents at a time. Derek's handwriting is even and easy to read, unlike Styles, which is spiky and scattered, betraying that he's always in a hurry, his brain rocketing from one idea to the next, dragging along his big hands and awkward elbows, his long legs, which twitch and bounce as he tries to concentrate. He writes back in a dozen different forms. His own supply of postcards bought at the college bookstore, letters written on pages torn from his notebook, once a napkin with a coffee stain at the corner, stuffed into an envelope. They could email. Even Derek thinks Wi-Fi is a necessity in life. But emails can't be tacked up above Styles' desk, or carried in his pocket, or stuck between the pages of his chemistry textbook. Styles can't spread emails out over his desk and revisit ordinary moments. He can't hold an email to his nose when no one's looking to see if he can smell Derek, or the loft, or the Hale House. And there's something soothing about picking up a pencil or selecting a pen, committing his thoughts to paper, no matter how abstract or mundane they are. So, they write, and there are days when Styles hopes Derek can feel how much he misses him rising right up out of the ink. Days when he can't say how he feels, but hopes Derek can read between the lines, can parse his ridiculous stories into care and concern, and eat a sandwich, or take it easy the night after the moon. Then Derek shows up one afternoon in the middle of a rainstorm that has Styles cooped up and restless, too jumpy to write.
"Got your letter," Derek says,
and holds up a damp, folded square of notepaper, the letter Styles had mailed 2 days before. And Styles stares at him, because it's been too long since he saw him last, and he's staggeringly beautiful. And he came because Styles wrote, "I wore your t-shirt today," and meant, "I wish I'd woken up beside you this morning."
"Gonna invite me in?"
asks Derek. And Styles presses himself in close, kisses him, would climb him if he could. And Derek wraps his arms around Styles' back, shuffles them into the apartment, closes the door. When they lie together later, Styles sprawled out on his stomach, his body humming and pleasantly sore, he feels the whisper touch of Derek's finger against his back.
"What are you doing?"
he mumbles, as Derek's fingertip loops and banks.
"Writing,"
Derek says. And Styles pays attention, catches smart and selfless and needed and love. The end. "And Your Very Flesh Shall Be a Great Poem," and have the richest fluency not only in its words, but in the silent lines of its lips and face, and between the lashes of your eyes, and in every motion and joint of your body. Walt Whitman.